Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so grateful you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents lately who are experiencing something that might sound familiar to you. Your little one melts down at even the gentlest correction or feedback. Maybe you softly suggest they use their inside voice, and suddenly there are tears. Or you gently redirect them from touching something fragile, and it feels like the world is ending. And you're left wondering, why does my child react so strongly to such gentle guidance? First, I want you to take a deep breath with me. You are not alone in this. This is one of the most common experiences parents of 3- and 4-year-olds share with me. And here's something beautiful I want you to know right from the start. Your child's sensitivity isn't a flaw. It's actually a sign that something wonderful is happening in their developing brain. Let me share what the Magic Book and child development research have taught me about this. When your child is 3 or 4 years old, something absolutely magical is happening inside their mind. They're developing their sense of self. For the very first time, they're beginning to understand that they are a separate person with their own thoughts, feelings, and identity. Can you imagine how big that realization is? And here's the thing. When children are building this sense of who they are, they become incredibly sensitive to how others see them. Your gentle correction, even though you mean it with pure love, can feel to their developing brain like a threat to this brand new sense of self they're constructing. It's not that you're doing anything wrong. It's that their emotional awareness is growing faster than their ability to regulate those big feelings. Research shows us that about 20 to 30% of children are what we call highly sensitive. This means their nervous systems process information more deeply. They notice more cues in their environment. They feel things more intensely. And this isn't a disorder or a problem to fix. It's an innate temperament trait, like having brown eyes or curly hair. These children grow up to be incredibly empathetic, creative, and thoughtful people. But right now, in these early years, they need extra patience and understanding as they learn to manage all that sensitivity. Dr. Amy Nassamran, a wonderful child psychologist, explains that highly sensitive children need a neutral tone of voice and calm delivery when receiving feedback. Their nervous systems are processing not just your words, but your facial expression, your body language, your tone, the energy in the room, everything. So when correction comes, even gentle correction, it can feel overwhelming to their system. The Center for Parenting Education tells us that children ages 3 to 4 are very sensitive to criticism and keenly perceptive of the emotional state of others. Your child can sense when you're frustrated, even if you're trying to hide it. They can feel the shift in energy when you're correcting them. And because they're still building those foundational emotion regulation skills, they don't yet have the tools to process all of that input calmly. So what can we do? How can we support our sensitive little ones while still providing the guidance they need? Let me share some gentle strategies that the Magic Book has shown me. First, connection before correction. Before you offer any feedback, make sure your child feels emotionally connected to you. Get down to their eye level. Use a warm, soft voice. Maybe place a gentle hand on their shoulder. Let them feel your love first before they hear your guidance. This helps their nervous system stay calm and receptive. Second, describe what you see instead of labeling behavior. Instead of saying, "That was wrong," try saying, "I noticed the cup fell over. Let's work together to clean it up." This removes the feeling of personal criticism and makes it about the situation, not about who they are as a person. Third, validate their feelings before problem solving. When they melt down after correction, resist the urge to say, "It's not a big deal," or "You're overreacting." Instead, try, "I can see this feels really big to you right now. Your feelings make sense." This validation helps them feel safe and understood, which actually helps them calm down faster. Fourth, use gentle language that focuses on learning, not failing. Instead of "You did that wrong," try, "Let's try that again together. I'll show you." This reframes mistakes as part of the learning process, not as threats to their worth. And here's something that might surprise you. Your child's sensitivity to feedback is actually teaching them something beautiful. They're learning that their actions have impact. They're developing emotional awareness. They're building the foundation for empathy. All of this sensitivity, as challenging as it feels right now, is part of them becoming a thoughtful, caring person. Now, let me tell you about a story from the Magic Book that I think will help both you and your child. It's called The Garden of Gentle Words, and it features two wonderful friends named Ethan and Sophia. In this story, they discover a magical presentation circle where their words bloom into butterfly gardens. They learn that sharing feelings helps them grow, just like plants grow through seasons. What I love about this story is how it teaches children that their feelings, even vulnerable ones, are like seeds that grow into something beautiful when they're expressed. For your sensitive child, this story offers a gentle way to understand that expressing emotions is a strength, not a weakness. It shows them that their sensitive heart is like a garden that needs gentle care. After you read this story together, you can help your child understand that when they feel upset by correction, those feelings are like seeds. When they share those feelings with you, beautiful things can grow. You might even create a little ritual where you talk about what feelings bloomed in your hearts today. The story also shows children that growth happens in seasons. Sometimes we feel confident, like spring flowers blooming. Sometimes we feel uncertain, like seeds waiting underground. And all of it is part of growing. This can be so comforting for a child who feels overwhelmed by correction, because it normalizes the ups and downs of learning. I want to remind you of something important. The way you respond to your child's sensitivity during this critical developmental window shapes how they learn to process feedback throughout their entire life. When you respond with patience and understanding rather than frustration, you're teaching them that emotions are manageable, that they're not alone, and that making mistakes is a normal part of being human. This sensitive period is not a problem to fix. It's an opportunity to build resilience, emotional intelligence, and a secure sense of self. Your child is learning that they can feel big feelings and still be loved, that they can make mistakes and still be worthy, that they can be sensitive and still be strong. So the next time your little one melts down at gentle correction, take a breath. Remember that their reaction isn't about you or your parenting. It's about their developing brain learning to process feedback while their sense of self is still forming. Meet them with compassion, validate their feelings, and know that you're doing something beautiful by responding with patience. You can find The Garden of Gentle Words and so many other helpful stories in the Book of Inara app. Each story is crafted with love to support your child's emotional development and to give you tools for these tender moments. Thank you for being here, for caring so deeply, and for seeking to understand your sensitive child. You're doing beautifully, and the Magic Book and I are always here to support you. With love and starlight, Inara.